Very good morning to all of you. Thank you for praying, and we are back. And I want to give you some update. I think the best to show is to show you some pictures. Give you some updates. Okay, number one, we are back from Every Nation Maidan. Okay, it's a short trip. The next trip, probably some of our young people, all right, we need to get you to the university. We need to get you to USU, okay, to speak all these years when you learn your Bahasa. I don't know where you put them, all right? So let's exercise that. So on Saturday, okay, we have a leadership session, okay, with the leaders. We have our team, okay, after that we break into groups, all right? And we will say Medan, Medan, show your Medan sign. So that's the letter M, Madonna. Okay, now, no, love sign, okay? So they were blessed, okay, with a new place. It's like a bungalow, all right, with space and all those. So this is a new place that they are in, you know. So I look back on all the trips that we have made done. Somehow, either we are at the last Sunday of that premise or in the first place of the premise, all right. So this is the first service, okay, we were there and just go inside, all right. So Pastor Jayadi, okay, we have this a Sunday service. This was a leaders meet and then family together with it's Kathy and Max, okay, yeah, daughter and son-in-law, okay, who hosted us, okay, to stay, all right. So pray for Every Nation Maidan, the regional apostolic leader. He said, Jonathan, can you help me to look at Maidan, okay, for him to travel to Maidan is 2 hours, for us it's 45 minutes. So makes a lot of sense, right? Okay, now, so give you an update. So on the 25th, Ned and myself, we drove down to Alau Star. That is our fourth time, okay, come together. We are looking at how, okay, it will become a church plant in the coming year, all right? So pray with us, okay, and so that we continue to reach, okay, the lost, okay, in the town called Alau Star, which is where Nathaniel, okay, was born, okay, his hometown, and also Pastor Timothy. Now, we're going to do our Christmas party early. That will be November the 29th. Okay, if you have friends, okay, who lives in Alau Star, please let me know. Please engage, come with me, okay, invite them to, okay, the gathering there, all right? Then next, okay, we just initiated a work in Bukit Metajam. We do not know, okay, what is going to take place. The small is good, and help us, okay, pray us, okay, so that we see how God works and to reach, okay, the people, okay, of Bukit Metajam. I want to thank Raj and Joanna, all right, for hosting us, all right, okay, so pray with us, okay, some of these things that we are taking place. Pray and have burden, whether you have burden for Alau Star, burden for Bukit Metajam, or for Butterworth, and then as we go, so we're going to see the outer ring, okay, of Penang, all right, so Georgetown is doing good. We have about average people who are coming regular, about 30 to 40, something like that, all right? So pray with us. So in other words, okay, I want encouraging every one of us, you have burden for Georgetown, Alau Star, Butterworth, okay, or BM, okay, please come, okay, and see me, all right? Okay, now that's about that. So today we are coming to the last or the final, okay, session or message on the Romans chapter 16, all right? So tell your neighbor life, right, you're doing good. So this year you carry home Romans 16. So each time you look at Romans 16, okay, you remember some, okay, of the message that was being, okay, preached, okay, this year in 2022, all right, now. So we are in the last chapter of the book of Romans, which is also the final, okay, chapter, okay, the fifth block, okay, the final part, okay, of, okay, the fifth block called Gospel Express, all right? I hope gospel is expressed in your life and you express it to others as well, all right, now. Tell your neighbor, like, look at me, I'm one of the gospel. Yeah, make sure you preach the gospel, all right, now. So this last part, we're going to talk about unity, all right? Unity in the church. Now, what is unity to you? Is it uniformity? Everybody go to school, wear the same uniform. When sometimes we wear the same t-shirt, it's like, oh, this one from don't know which factory. All right, now. Okay, so we all love, okay, to wear something alike, okay? We have matching couple who have matching shirts and all those. Every time you see our team, okay, up on the stage, okay, today is white and khakis and all those. So every Sunday you see a different color. Wow, it's very nice, all right? But the question for us is, wearing the same uniform or say the same thing, every monkey loves banana, okay, that's the picture I'm trying to find, all right, now, doing something that is the same, or think the same, okay, or looks the same, does that mean unity, all right? Of course, in your mind, best if it is, but we know the truth is it may not, all right? We may all doing the same thing, but are we doing the same heart? Now, let me unpack for you. John 17, Jesus said this, that they may all, Jesus' prayer, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Right? The heart of God is that every one of us in unity. And Jesus used the word one. Now, in the Greek, if you search the Greek word for the one, is this word called hen. I do not know whether I pronounce correctly, but the meaning is a prime or primary number. So if you are doing mathematics, this is a word on number. Primary or prime number is a whole number, okay, which carry the meaning is in agreement. I'm in agreement with you. I'm in unity. I'm in the same mind, okay, same heart. I'm going to do this thing together with you, all right? So in opposed to division, I'm not going to divide. I'm having the same thought, okay? We're going to do this together, all right? Now, a whole number, okay? A whole number means a number that can be, if in math, it can be divided, okay, evenly, okay? There's no, like, after two, like, let's say 4 divided by 2, the answer is 2. It cannot be 1.95 or 2.02. Cannot be. It won't be like that, all right? It's even. It's whole number, all right? So that is what it means. Okay? It means, in other words, a whole number, it gives no room for whatever confusion or doubt, all right? So that is what it means by one is one, okay? Now, so unity does not mean sameness, but it's oneness. Okay, how becoming one, all right? Now, how many of you like to eat ice cream? Whenever you go, it's the chocolate ice cream. Or whenever you go, it's the vanilla ice cream. Although I like vanilla the most, all right? So if you go to Baskin Robbins, you have? I don't know whether it's really 31 or more than that, not 31. All right, so you want choices, okay? When you go, not just one, but you want to have choices in all those, all right? Now, it's boring and weird if it's everyone looks the same. Everyone doing the same thing. You go to the factory, like, it's just unison, all right? Well, whether they are of the same mind or not, all right? Now, let me unpack a bit from you. There's one message that I talk about, the Philharmonic Orchestra. Everyone has their piece of instrument. Are they playing the same instrument in the whole orchestra? No, they have section, all right, of them playing. Even the violin, they have the first, second, third. They have the, what do you call the first one? The first violin player. Okay, so there's a name, okay, for each of them. And they, everybody plays. Remember, I gave you the example of, there will be one holding the triangle. He won't play anything. He only waiting for the point that he said, hit one, ding, and that's it for the whole piece. we just attended Deborah's speech day, and one of his in orchestra, one of his friends is she only appear, come out, and ping the cymbals. Okay, so I really likes it because she was just hiding at the back, you know, doing nothing. Okay, until the time when she came out, chung, ting, right, everybody cheer. So in other words, everybody is playing different thing. Different sound, different instrument, but how many of you realize that it's off the same pitch? Right? Everybody is in unison. They are oneness. Can you see the difference? Now, there was a story that I heard some time ago. Okay, this person who come and ask, hey, what are you doing? So the first worker said, I'm laying the brick. Okay, laying the brick, yeah, okay. The next person go to, what are you doing? Okay. He said, I'm building the cathedral. Can you not see it? One person is just looking at the job. That's it. But this person has mind. I am building the cathedral, the house of God. Can you imagine the work that this person is doing compared to the other person? Because he has in mind, I have a purpose. I have the cathedral that I'm assigned, okay, to build. Likewise, okay, the story that I heard some time ago. Okay, when you go to a factory, everybody has his own, right? So that was a time when ISO become the thing, right? Every company is wanting to be certified in certain kind of quality system certification. So I heard about this story of a person who worked with this company, all right? So likewise, the story something like the brick. So he's doing this work. So there were visitors that came, all right, say, "Whoa, what are you doing?" All right, so doing the work. But he come to this worker, all right, and they saw this worker are so dedicated and doing his work. All right, so say, "Whoa, I see that you are very different in you doing your work. You're so dedicated." So this worker said this, "Sir, this is Toyota, man. Toyota." He is so proud that he has been hired by a Toyota to do that job. Wow, that makes a lot of difference. You can't find this kind of employee anymore, all right? So tell our neighbor, and right, I'm one of them, you know? Okay, all right now. So unity means a lot, okay? Unity is when coming together, overcoming our differences, seeking common grounds and goals in the name of Christ Jesus, working together, okay, to achieve them. Bound by the love of God. Because at the end of the day, when whichever group, whichever things they are doing, it can be different, all right? And at the end of the day, when you look at it, it's whether, hey, do I love God? If I do this and I continue doing that, and nobody sees this, then the labor that you put in, okay, you all come back to, hey, actually doing this, love God. Not because I want to attain certain reward. Okay, at the same time, I'm doing this because I love others. Okay, loving God, loving others, honoring God, and making disciples. Okay, good, amen? All right, now, so when we come to Romans 16, it is interesting to note that this is the last few lines, okay, of the parchment, okay, that Paul, okay, is writing, okay, to the church, okay, in Rome, all right? Now, I don't know about you when you writing a letter. Are you still writing a letter? Yes, but it's on the email, right? Or on the what do you call it? On your WhatsApp. How many of you still using Twitter? No more. Okay, oh, you're using Twitter. How many characters they allow now? Come here, I don't get you. Unlimited now. Twitter is unlimited now. Okay, those days are very limited, all right? So you have to think of choice of word, okay, for your Twitter, okay, certain words. So you think through what are the few words. How many of you, when you have a farewell, you know, among your friends, you have this farewell, and I saw Kelly there. So those days when you do this card and then you give to everybody, please sign, and then you do all those. So when it comes to your turn, because you were not around, and then when the card or the paper comes to you around, hey, where got place to write? And then you try to squeeze some corner there, and you try to write, and you have to think about choice of word that you need to use and sign your name, all right? So, you know, sometimes it's the ampao long, okay, the ampao packet, everything is filled up already, and you got so many things to write. So, you will open up and write something there, and then close back. Okay, now. So Paul is at this stage of his last, okay, parchment, looking at the last space of white space that he has, and that's it, okay, that he need to write, okay? So when he comes to writing that, it's like most of sentences become very short, okay? So as we go through, it's like something like, Matthew, I want to see you. When I see you, we're going to have teh tarik. Mark, say hello to your mom. Okay, Luke, okay, I tried to call you, but you didn't pick up. John, send my hug to your wife. Okay, something like that. Love, GP. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, writing to Mark, Luke, John. Okay, now, so to better understand that, so I'm going to look at Romans chapter 16, verse 1 to 16, first block, okay? This is Paul's personal warm greetings. Verse 17 to 24 is Paul's final warning, and 25 to 27 is about Paul's concluding words, okay? So, 3W, okay, for us to remember. All right, now, Paul's personal warm great greetings. Okay, now, let's read together. Allow me to read now. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a servant of the church at Chengri, I don't know. Chenrai, okay. That you may welcome her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints and help her in whatever she may need from you. For she has been a patron, okay, of many and of myself as well. So Phoebe is very important, okay, to Apostle Paul, how she has become a servant. Okay, the word servant in the Bible, okay, it means a deacon. Okay, in this case, she's a deaconess. Okay, how she has, okay, help, okay, Paul in many things, all right, now. Then the verse 3, greet Prisca, this is Priscilla and Aquila. Okay, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus who risked their neck for my life. How many of you will risk your neck for another person? Okay, I don't know, all right, now. Maybe to your wife, you say kiss your neck. Okay, now, or buy. Okay, now, to whom not only I give thanks, but all the churches of the Gentiles give thanks as well. Then in verse 5, greet also to the church in their house. Greet my beloved Epaphroditus, okay, who was the first convert in Christ, to Christ in Asia. So Paul remember that. And then verse 6, greet Mary, who has worked hard for you. Verse 7, greet Andronicus. I know we got Andronica here. Okay, and Junia, okay, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners. They are well known to the apostles, and they were in Christ before me. So he would acknowledge people who had come to know Jesus, okay, before him. Verse 8, greet Ampliatus, not Ampit, okay, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and my beloved Stachy and Hart. Okay, no, Starkey. Okay, I don't know. Verse 10. Greet Apelles, okay, who is approved in Christ. Greet those who belong to the family of Aristobulus. Greet my kinsman Herodian. Greet those in the Lord who belong to the family of Narcissus. Greet those workers in the Lord, Tryphaena and Tryphosa. Greet the beloved Persis, who has worked hard in the Lord. Okay, what else? All right. Okay, greet those workers in the Lord. Okay, greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, also his mother, who has been a mother to me as well. And then verse 14, greet Anchristus, Plagon, Hermes. Hermes, maybe, you know. Okay, now. Hermes, all right. I don't know, man. Okay, Petrobus. Okay, he has a bus. All right, now. This is one. Hermas. Okay, now. And the brothers who are with them. Greet Philologus, Julia, Nereus, and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints who are with them. Greet one another with the holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you. I purposely want to read all the verses. Why? I don't know what does that speak to each and every one of us. And I'm also wondering, all right, whether this passage, verse 1 to 16, would it be the least interesting chapter in the New Testament? All right? Or it is something that you wouldn't want to take one of them as a memory verse. How many of you would choose that as your memory verse? I don't know. Okay, John 3:16, yeah, all this was Philippians 4:13 and all those, but I don't know, man. Whether from verse 1 to 16 is your memory verse or the chapter that you will memorize. Probably if you are married and you are expecting your baby, all right? And probably you look at this passage, okay, to choose, okay, a name for your son or your daughter. True, all right, and this become the baby list, okay, because you want to find your baby name, right? Baby name, all right, okay, so probably, so then, in other words, when you look at that, will you memorize all the names, and what is it got to concern, okay, with you, okay, in your life? But something that we can learn as well, all right? Now, at first glance, that it doesn't seem to offer much, okay, of our interest today. But as much as the name is hard to pronounce, I also find hard to pronounce, and worse, okay, if you want to memorize them, okay? But something that we can describe, okay, about Paul, that is Paul's warm greeting, which especially when we are able, okay, to remember names. Okay, I asked Darren to help me. Hey, find out, okay, if any pictures we can find out in the internet about how they look like. Okay, I don't know whether this will be your friend as well. Okay, I do not know, all right, now. But how will you describe Apostle Paul? Will you think Apostle Paul is a serious man? Brilliant, reverent, he's logical, he's very studious, he's thoughtful, he's dedicated, he's very driven, he's very committed, nothing nonsense, okay, when you come to Paul, because he's so determined to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sometimes you think about Paul, maybe he's a hard man. But when you come to Romans 16, Paul is actually a very gentle man. he could name people that, now come back to chapter 1, he's writing to Romans, a church that he had not visited, and he could address, okay, people that are at the church in Roman. Can you see that? So Paul, as he traveled, he remember names, okay, or people that, okay, that he has acquainted and people that he know. All right. So as you read the letter, okay, as you look at Paul and being serious and speak no nonsense, I also do not know whether if Paul is alive today, will you invite him for teh tarik? Some of you will be probably thinking, maybe I quickly read up my New Testament. In case he's asked me and I do not know how to answer, maybe you do some read up. I don't know, all right? So probably someone that you may not want to invite for tea time. But again here, Paul, in these 16 verses, he revealed the other side of him. Okay, that he's a people person. He has heart for the people. And you can discover, you go back and count, not only just 16 verses, but the whole chapter of chapter 16, you probably discover more than 30 names. Wow. So question for all of us, do you know the name of your leaders? Okay, so I asked Darren, pull up the leaders. Do you know them? Now I put down name. These are all the coaches in our church, all right? Now, how about leaders? All leaders in our church. Do you know their name? Maybe not. Maybe not, right? Maybe not. So as we do, as we expand, all right, we talk about Josh now, we talk about Alastair, we're going to talk about Butterworth, we're going to talk about BM. In fact, okay, when I receive call and from the another town, my mind is already processing, how can we bring them here? Or we go there, all right, in smaller towns that have calls, okay, from them. Okay, so as we go, you may not meet people from the other side. You may not, all right? Now, Paul writing to a church that he have not met. All right, now, what about everyone here? This is our 17th anniversary. I hope your face is inside there. All right, now. Maybe it's too small. Okay, it's too small. Okay, so we expand it. Okay, so you can see you there. All right, now. My question to all of us as we look at Romans 16. Right where you are seated, are you able to call name at least 30 names? Or just among your family members and your life group? I do not know. Maybe. All right? And do you know your neighbor's name? I'm not talking about your neighbor here. I mean, where you're living in your condo, in your house, do you know the one that's staying on your left or right? Or you say, oh, we don't talk one. We don't talk one. No, I have friends who attended different church. I say, hey, send regards to your pastor. Oh, I don't talk one, we don't talk one. So for all of us, okay, encourage you. At least, okay, Paul could name at least 30. I'm not asking you to be Paul, but at least we're all in the same roof, whether you know each other as well, all right? So leaders in the house, okay, you have no exception, all right? You got to know names, all right, now. Okay, please, okay, do so, all right? Because knowing names is the first step for us to be personal. Okay, you can imagine for me, and I met someone, and they say, then they go back, Pastor, forget my name. Just because of that, their face shaken. No, okay, no. So people like to be remembered, all right? So that's the first step, okay, to being personal. So this is a message of the fellowship of the early church. How this family, okay, of believers coming together, okay, in the first century. So Paul ends with verse 16. What was the verse 16 about? Verse 16 says, greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you. Yes, greet one another. Please don't go around kiss everybody. All right, okay. All right, let's move on. Now, the second part, we're going to talk about warning, all right? So Paul make a switch. After greeting all his warm, try to remember, because this is the last page already, all right, that he's writing. And suddenly he switched about warning because something strike, okay, his mind. What did he write in this verse 17 to 23? I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out, okay, for those who cause division and create obstacle contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught, okay, avoid them. For such person do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own appetite by smooth talk, flattery, they deceive the hearts of the naive. For your obedience is known to all, so that I rejoice over you. But I want you to be wise as to what is good and innocent as to what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. So this is the second part, warning. What Paul is trying to warn, after all these warm greetings, is about warning, all right, now. Then the second part, he go back to, remember, oh, Timothy, my fellow workers, greet you, Lucius, Jason, Saul, Sipater, okay, my kingmen, okay, and I, Tertius. Okay, when you read I, Tertius, who wrote this letter, that means Paul, if you read this, that means in the background is Paul dictate, you know, Tertius is the one who's writing whatever he's trying to say, okay? Who wrote this letter, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, who is host to me and to the whole church, greets you. Eratus, the city of treasurer, and our brother Quartus, okay, greet you. Okay, now, what's the warning? The final warning of Paul, what should you do? He said two things, be watchful and be wise. What are you to watchful and what are you to be wise? All right, now. So we also must know, during the first century and all those, there are heresies. Okay, that's where how we talk about, okay, all this apostle creed that we did this year, is it? Okay, now that's it. Okay, how to be watchful? First question, how are you to be watchful? So when you read that passage, Paul warned them four things, okay? How to spot them. One, they cause division. Two, create obstacle. Why you follow this person? Why do you follow this person? So they try to cause division, okay? Create obstacle, okay? Contrary to the doctrine. So they challenge the doctrine. Okay, today you have, still today, okay, so many talking about the challenge of the grace teaching. Okay, be careful. And then when the people don't talk about repentance, when people don't talk about forgiveness, okay, so that's danger. For such person to not deserve the Lord Jesus. So Paul is saying this person are not even fit, okay, to come under, okay, the Lord Jesus. Okay, deserve Jesus Christ. They serve their own appetites because it's, whatever they do, they are very selfish. It's for their own good only, all right? And by smooth talk, when you know all these people who you hear, also you fall in love, okay? I don't know how to do that, but smooth talk, okay? And flattery, they deceive. And the hearts of the naive. So what should you do? Well, that's where Paul, okay, in that same, he said, avoid them. Because I don't know whether you have smooth talk like him, or like her, you may not challenge them, all right? But Paul said, avoid them. Who are the victim? The hearts of the naive. Wow. So can you see if those naive, maybe the younger one who do not know, because the some teaching can be so attractive, all right? And they can easily fall, okay, into that. So that is where, okay, we need to ground ourselves in the Word of God. There's no shortcut, okay, to that. All right, so watch out, okay, for all those. Now, number two, okay, Paul, in Acts 20:26, he told, okay, the Ephesian church, I know that after my departure, fierce wolf will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Jesus himself also said in Matthew 7, verse 15, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Have you seen a wolf? Maybe you watch a Lion King. The meaning of reverence, okay, the word as I search, all right, okay, it means they are so fierce, they will come and tear you apart and eat you up, every piece of you, nothing left, even to the last drop. Okay? They will, because Paul says, it will come among you and not sparing the flock. I know there's a game you all play, Among Us. Maybe if you should. I was just looking at the teens. Maybe you should play. We have one series on Among Us. All right, now. You know, when I was among the, in the seminary in June, okay, in Manila this year, you know, I also hear stories. You know, how church were divided because my friends from US, how church are divided. Because one is for this and one is for that. One is for Democrat, one is for Republican. I hope nothing happened here, right? Okay, we're going to have our election, all right, now. Okay, we are all one. All right, now. So people fight over politics, all right? And of course, a recent pandemic as well. We also give an assignment. We have this debate, okay? So our professor divided us into how many groups? Three groups, I think. And then asked us all to debate. Okay, one is physical service. No online service. One is online and physical. Okay? The other one is only online. The future church. Okay, no. Can you imagine how many of us will go for only physical and how many of us will actually stand for mix, all right, fusion? Okay, so you have on-site, you also have online, and very few on the future church, which is, they call it, the fully online, easy to understand. Wow. You know, you can just split the church by just arguing, okay, about these three. All right, so I do not know about you. There are also people who come and tell me, I said, hello, so-and-so, okay, where is your darling? Pastor, you stop the online. Then my wife, okay, will come to church. I don't know, right now. Though in all our discussion, all those, wow, everybody makes a certain sense. Everybody has a certain point. But how are we going to put all this together? All right, I heard of one, they said, we need to have the online because we reach all those who cannot come. All live in this creative country. There are nowhere, there's no way, okay, that they could access or they could come to church at all because of, okay, the creative nation, okay, they are in. Oh, okay, let's move on. Okay, how to be wise. For your obedience is known to all, so I rejoice over you, but I want you to be wise. Wise. What? Wise to what is good and innocent as to what is evil. What does that mean? Be wise about what is good, okay, because there are so much evil, heresies, counterfeit out there in the world. How are you going to differentiate? So that's why Paul says, be wise to what is good. All right, all of us may love branded goods. Yes, all right. Now, my daughter said, Daddy, I think you love Adidas. Okay, all right. So he said, everything you wear is Adidas. How to know that it's real Adidas? Is it Adidas? Or is it Addidas? Or is it Adidas? How do you spell Adidas? All single D, right? Addidas. Okay, the best way to know the genuine one is to learn the real one. How do you know US dollar, this is fake, this is genuine? You study the real one. When you study the real one, immediately you can identify the fake one. Because the fake one can change all the time. Sometimes can be Rolex, sometimes can be relaxed, sometimes can be Rolex. Okay, so you study the real one. When you study the one, you can know. Easily you can know. When you hear God's voice, you can know every other voice is not. Okay, when you accustomed to your mom's voice, okay, so you know you can differentiate all the different voices. If you understand your father's voice, when the neighbor's father call, that's not your father. All right, so know the truth by knowing and learn the genuine rather than counterfeit. That's why you still go back, okay, to the Bible. All right, now, be innocent about what is evil. What does that mean? Have you ever said that, yo, he is so innocent? What does that mean? That means even there's evil around him, he doesn't even know. You understand what I mean? What does that mean, right? Now, innocent about what is evil, that means don't even touch anything that's impure. Okay, so when he's around, it's not even affecting him. Okay, you do what you do, but it's not going to affect me. Okay, be innocent about what is evil, all right? If you know, okay, when somebody give you something, okay, give you a video, give you a whatever, all right, WhatsApp and all those, all right, now, if you know that it's going to cause you to sin, if you know that it's going to kill you, if you know that it's going to corrupt you, are you going to open it? This is poison, this is poison. Do you know that? This poison just going to kill you and open. It's funny, right? Humans are just like that right now. So Paul is saying, be innocent about what is evil. Okay, don't even befriend them. So Paul said, avoid them. And then, of course, next he gives the promise of victory. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. All right, so God of peace. Paul used the word God of peace, supposed to give peace, ma. But like, he is saying that this God of peace is also the God of warrior. He has a whole army, the host of army. Just like when you watch Endgame, all right, Okay, at the end, okay, the heavens open, and then, okay, all the battalion, okay, comes in. All right, now, please know that Satan is a defeated foe. He was defeated right at the cross, okay, a long time ago. Okay, his ultimate doom has been announced. But the thing is, his eternal banishment to hell is yet to happen. And this call for end times. Okay, when it takes place, all right, we know that all those who follow and deceived by Satan and his evil scheme will be doomed, okay, to hell. Jesus will reign on earth and we will reign, okay, with him. All right, so I want to say that unity must be built on the truth and not lies. So when you think about purity, true love stands for it. Stand for purity. Okay, true love. Love, the world equates love with sex. Friends, love is not the same as sex. Sex is not the same as love. All right? Think about holiness. As much as you stand for holiness, remember kindness. As far as you think about judgment, think about mercy as well. When you think about grace, think about truth. Because Jesus' name is grace and also truth. It cannot just also one part. When you think about conviction, think about compassion as well. That's why Paul, okay, wrote in Ephesians 4, verse 1 to 3, I therefore, prisoner of the Lord, I urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling which you have been called, with all humility, gentleness, with patience, bearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of spirit in the bond of peace. All right? Now, the last part. Oh, this one. Okay, sometimes in life, we argue over things which are not essential. Okay, what are essential? God, Holy Spirit, Jesus, Holy Spirit. Okay, all this is baptism. All these are essential. So in essentials, unity. All right. In not essential, liberty. If it's not life and death, liberty. All right. In all things, charity. Then we can have a cup of tea. All right. This is by Augustus of Hippo. Okay, during the first century. Now, the last part, concluding words. Okay, and then we'll end. Now, to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God to bring about obedience of faith, and to only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen. So, unpack this for you. Okay, what Paul is saying for the last concluding words, he said, God is able. Say it with me, God is able. Because you think about from Romans 1 until now, wow, so many things he has said and has happened. But I say, God is able. How? He's able to strengthen you. Yes, strengthen you. He's able to strengthen you because in their context is you're all in danger of persecution. All right, so whatever things that you're going through, you're facing, let it be known that God is able to strengthen you to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. All right? Second one is to reveal. God is able to reveal because he talked about this mystery that has been kept secret for long ages. Because this will bring us to book of Genesis. Okay, I no time to go there, huh? Okay. Okay, Genesis. All right? Because how, okay, Adam for sin and all those, okay, how, okay, preparing of the second coming. All right? Which is the coming of Jesus Christ, all right, now. So in verse 27, this is because we have this one wise God, and he is the only wise God who has the wisdom and glory. A good amen? All right? So in other words, as I end, in all that he said, okay, all that he said is about that unity in the church, his warm greetings, his warning, and his concluding words. What does that carry when talking about unity? We must have this unity in the church, unity in the gospel. When we preach the gospel, he has the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes? It's the gospel that you preach got to be the same as the gospel. Okay? It's not any other gospel. That's where when he challenged, okay, the Galatians, okay? Now, and he said that this gospel is for everyone, which I want to draw us back, okay, to verse 16, where chapter 1, where Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the gospel of God. Well, it's the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jews first and also to the Greek. So in other words, it's to the Jew first, although not everyone has come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, but it's given to them, and also to the Greek, which means all of us, the rest, okay, who are non-Jews. He has power to save without regard, whatever background you are from, education, age, income, color of skin, race, family background, religious background. The power of the gospel is for everyone. And good, amen. So what do we do now? Application. Worship team back, if you can play that. So what you do now? Why are we still lingering? Why, if we have still thought like to preach or not to preach? Friends, you go through Romans 1 to 16, you are more than able. God is able, and go, amen. So in other words, go preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what book of Romans is all about. Good, amen. All right, shall we give the Lord a big hand? Let me pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands. Father, it's a long week, so God, Lord, that we have gone through for 22 chapters, Lord, that we preach about the Romans, the book of Romans. Father, today I pray, oh God, just as, oh God, the gospel has been explained. Likewise, oh God, the gospel has to be expressed. Father, today I pray and commit all of us into your hands. Father, I ask, oh God, Lord, for the deep inside us, knowing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, let there be conviction inside us. Let there be, oh God, Lord, the burden, Lord, inside us, okay, to see that the gospel of Jesus Christ being preached. Father, I ask that you use each and every one of us, Father, that we can be like Paul that says he's not ashamed, okay, of the gospel of Jesus Christ that has the power to save. And Father, I pray, use each and every one of us. Season, oh God, Lord, our conversation with the grace of God. Grace, oh God, Lord, that demand, oh God, Lord, our friends even to know, okay, and the love and to experience, okay, the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, today I want to give thanks, okay, for your word that comes and transform and change us. We give thanks and I pray this in Jesus' name. Everyone say, amen. All right, give Jesus a big hand again.